وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran, and we said that one of the elements for the perfection according to the plan that Quran has for us is the faith. And we were talking about the nature of the faith and belief, al-Iman. And we said there are different levels of Iman according to the verses of the Holy Quran. And Quran is not something like black and white. There are different grades for Iman. Many things in us, I mean in a human soul, is graded and is gradual. And this is something we miss most of the time. We think that, for example, moral traits, moral virtues, or the accomplishments that a person might have, both, I don't know, in business, in his studies, in anything, they happen overnight. And once it is not achieved, we feel lost and we feel that we have failed and we lose hope. While in fact, we should know that many things, almost everything, related to humanity, anything related to our soul, is a matter of a gradual process, both becoming good or becoming bad, or I don't know, failing or achieving something, is a matter of gradual process. And also these concepts themselves, virtues, vices, they are a matter of graded levels, different levels that one can get them in different degrees. And faith is not an exception here. Faith also is a matter of a gradual process that one can increase his faith or one can decrease. I mean, the faith can decrease in one person. And Quran talks about these different levels of faith in different verses. For example, in one verse we recite that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed or has descended down as-sakina, calmness, to the hearts of believers so that their faith increases. And this is not something that Allah does without any precondition. This is based on the struggles that they went through. This is the story of one of the battles that Muslims had. And once they showed that they deserve this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them, and this help increased their level of faith and iman. Or for example, in another verse it says, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ, when a new verse of a new chapter of the Holy Quran is revealed, some of them says, for example, أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Who gets an increased faith by this chapter? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Those who have faith, actually, in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their faith is added or increased. Or for example, in another verse, it says, ذَتُلْيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. A sign of a true believer is that when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here we know that it is not just listening, it is contemplating and thinking about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the faith gets increased and gets to higher levels. Or one very interesting example that Quran puts forth is when something happens and you don't expect the increase of faith as a result of that event, but then you see some people, even when the odds are different, when you expect something else, their faith gets increased. We will have a break and come back to see that interesting story in that verse of the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi. You're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the fact that faith has different levels and there are causes for the increase of the faith. And there are some causes that you might expect. For example, when a new chapter of the Holy Quran is revealed, people, I mean believers, when listening to that new chapter, their faith is increased. Or for example, when they listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. But this interesting story that against the odds, you see that people, I mean believers, increase their faith is, according to this verse, about some of the battles that Muslim had. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسِ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. So, in the beginning stages of Islam, where Muslims were very few in number, and they had many enemies in different from different clans and different tribes. So, when some people would tell Muslims that, you know, those tribes, those groups, those parties, al-Ahzab, they have prepared for a big fight with you. And fakhshawhum, you should be terrified of them, you should be scared of the fact that everyone else is planning to fight with you, getting prepared for this fight. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Against the odds, like when you expect now everyone is against you, the person should feel scared. This very fact increases the faith of these people. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And not only their faith is increased, but also their tawakkul, their reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increased. In another verse, it tells the following of this story that when they see these people, they actually say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. When they see that everyone is against them, all those enemies, they get united against them, instead of saying that, well, we have failed and our enemies have prevailed and there's no other way out of this, instead of saying all of this, they say, this is exactly what the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have promised for us. They didn't say this path would be an easy path. They had told us beforehand that this would be a difficult task. And now that we are seeing the fulfillment of their promises, that this is the difficulty that we have been promised, and their faith is increased. So you see, this all turns back or depends on how you look at things. If you expect like always the comfort and easy things in life, yes, your faith might not be increased by the troubles or problems that you have in life. But if you know the true plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, that is a combination of difficulties and also easy parts of life, then when you go through those difficulties, you don't lose hope, you don't lose patience, and you know that this is part of the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you, and He never plans bad for His servants. And with this insight, you can endure through those difficulties and troubles in life. So in the next episode, inshallah, we continue to talk about different ways that we can increase our faith. If it is something that can be increased, there should be some ways to increase it. And what are some of the verses of the Holy Quran in this regard? Thank you very much. Inshallah, join me next episode to talk about those verses. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Nabi.